thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
No, it does not concern me. In fact, I welcome it. In fact, our whole reform initiative is called Dallas Achieves. And the reason it's not Dallas ISD Achieves is because we need the entire city to support us and help us, and including the city council. And there are many things that we do together. So I would welcome this from any mayoral candidates.
Give me an idea of what the mayor could do for you.
I think he could support us in our initiatives to reform the school district as we take on some of the significant challenges that we have. The commission that the Dallas Achieves Commission that I appointed has come up with some specific recommendations that we need to implement over the next 3 years. Having full knowledge of those recommendations from the city's perspective could help us accomplish those goals.
For instance,
we're going to study one of the recommendations that over the next 3 years that all of our parents be given choice of secondary schools that they would like for their kids to attend rather than their neighborhood schools. We need to work with the city how to make that manageable. Obviously, we have our own transportation department, but if the city of Dallas understood those parameters, they would work with us on modifying traffic patterns or whatever with the road regulations. And that's just one very minor one, but there are many others, like our future bond. How do we proceed with our future bond program?
You'd welcome the mayor, say, campaigning for a bond issue, a school bond issue?
I would like for him to be aware of what we're doing so that he could have informed knowledge or she could have informed knowledge of how it would benefit both entities. So, yes, if they were supportive of the bond, that would certainly help us.
What would be going too far in terms of what a mayor could do?
There are some clear lines. We have a governing board. That's our school board. They're elected by the public. They're the ones that set the actual policies for how we run our school district. If the mayor wanted to impose specific policies, that would have to go through our governance structure, and 5 of our 9 trustees would have to agree with the mayor for that to be considered at our table. So setting specific policy or requiring us to spend our dollars in a certain way, that would be crossing the line from influence to mandate, and that would certainly be something that would not be appropriate.
Well, before your time here as superintendent of DISD, say, 10 years ago, for instance, when there was a lot of infighting on the board, there might have been a time when the public might have been open to the idea of the mayor taking a more active role.
Well, and I think we've come a long way in the last few years. In fact, the board has been very supportive of our initiatives to transform the district. You don't see the school board focused on those kinds of issues anymore. They are focusing on reforming the school system. And so I think it's all contextual. I think that it is a model that people are studying from throughout the country, including some significant funders like the Broad Foundation, the Dell Foundation, and the Gates Foundation. And they're interested in a model that will work where there is cooperation. Yes, I know a few years ago there was a lot of discord between the board and the superintendent and the distrust with the city, but I believe it's much better than it's been in many, many years in that regard, in the governance structure.
The city of Dallas and the school district are in the process of building a relationship. You have been for about 2 years now, I understand, meeting, what, every 6 months or so?
Actually, yes. The elected bodies meet twice a year, and we share information about joint projects, et cetera. But even more than that, 4 times a year, the executive staffs meet. In fact, we got a meeting coming up next week where the city manager and all the assistant city managers meet with myself and all of the chiefs, chief operating officer, chief academic officer, et cetera.
What prompted the need for these meetings?
Well, I think it was a push from the governing bodies. I think when I was first hired, the board told me that we needed to develop a more proactive relationship with the city. And so I took that direction and initiated a call with Mary Soom, and our board president had conversations with Laura Miller, and so we felt it was a very good idea. We had some joint projects like the joint libraries that we have in parts of the community. We recently got a $8 million grant from the Wallace Foundation that was a joint effort between the two entities. And we thought instead of just having specific issues that come up like that, if we planned and met on a common basis, then we may be able to find other things in which we could work closely together.
Why didn't the two entities talk before?
Well, that was before my time. I couldn't speculate on that, but I think the timing is right now. And Mary Sue and I have a great relationship, and it just happened to work well because both of us were coming in about the same time, and it was just a unique opportunity for the top executives of both organizations to start in that regard.
I've been told, though, things were a bit touchy, a bit tense in the beginning.
You know, everyone is kind of cautious about what responsibilities they have, so that may have led to, I think it was just also unfamiliarity, and now, you know, I feel like I know every city council. I have a personal relationship with every city council person.
What hurdles remain?
They have a legal department. We have a legal department. So we have to iron out joint use agreements or memorandum of understanding that, you know, they have certain rules they have to follow in city ordinances, and we have state laws. We both have to follow the local government code. So there are a lot of technical nuances that have to be worked out. But the spirit of cooperation is strong, and that's why it's important that whichever mayor gets elected, that they would want to not only continue that, but move it to the next level.
Given that the lines are clearly drawn in the law about the school district and the city government and what have you, is this subject of education really a suitable one to come up in a mayoral runoff debate?
Well, I think it depends on the level. Certainly, we cannot have a vibrant city if our education system is not up to par. But how that gets up to par needs to be carefully approached because there are very clear laws about who has responsibility for what. But if everyone sees that it is one of the most important issues, as you can, when people run for mayor, when they run for governor, when they run for president, education is always mentioned, and because it is the key to the future of any community, no matter how small or large. But I think people need to understand what are the nuances as you move forward in any kind of joint efforts.